Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the untamed chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, Selzer and Dillard Funeral Chapel, helping families and friends honor their loved ones. Professional funeral and crematory services for all families. www.selzerandillard.com. Give them a call today at 559-635-1144. So my fourth recipe for you this week is a champagne poached kiwi topped with an orange creme anglaise. This sounds difficult, but I promise this is really, really easy. Let's get started. First thing we need are four kiwis that need to be nice and cleaned. And by cleaning, I mean all we're going to do is remove the skin. So yeah, there's different ways of taking off that skin. I highly recommend, though, just cutting the two edges off, laying it up, and then slicing with a paring knife very gently, removing that skin so we have that beautiful kiwi flesh. Once we have that beautiful kiwi flesh, we're going to go ahead and add that to 3 cups of water and 2 cups of champagne, and we're going to put it on a whisper. And I mean it, guys, a whisper. We don't want to put it any higher than that. If we put it any higher than that, the kiwi will start to break down and it'll just fall apart. Once we put this on a whisper, the thing we're going to do next is I'm going to do a bain-marie. Remember, now bain-marie is when we actually take a pot and we fill it up about halfway, about a quarter of the way with water, and we put a perforated bowl on top, and we actually are cooking with the steam. We're going to go ahead and add to this 3 eggs, 1 cup of orange juice, 1 vanilla bean, 2 tablespoons of vanilla, and 1/3 cup of sugar. And I also like to add in 1/2 cup of cream. We're going to go ahead and let that keep slowly, and I can't say slowly enough. It has to slowly cook, and eventually what's going to happen, those eggs will start to cook, it'll start to thicken naturally, and it will be beautiful. But if we rush this process at all, what's going to end up happening is we're going to get curdled, pretty much sweet scrambled eggs, and you don't want to do that. So remember, a whisper of a flame. And we want to make sure that when we're doing this, that we're constantly stirring it. I say every 2 minutes, just to make sure that that creme anglaise does come to life. Now, creme anglaise really is a custard. It's a hot custard that we pour over this. So once our kiwi poaches, and the kiwi takes about, I'd say about at least 30 minutes to get a nice little poach on that. And remember, it's simmering. So when we put it in there, heat is really, really low. We raise that heat up just till we get a nice light simmer, and we just let it do its thing. And all we're trying to do really is permeate the flavor of champagne through the kiwi. Put that on a plate. Make sure it's dry, of course. Pour your creme anglaise over the top and enjoy. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.